I wanted to ask you if how anything that Darrell might have said this offseason affected your desire to talk to him, shake his hand after a game, change your opinion of your time together with him.
Yeah, it was great having him as a teammate. So he brings a lot to, I think, the defense that he plays on. Played him a bunch of times when he played for the Jets, and then Tampa, and we played him here, back to the Jets. So basically played against him every year in some form or fashion. He's just a great player. I think he's does a lot of things really well, and it's fun to watch him play. I think he has a very unique style, but he certainly locks his guy down. I think that's pretty impressive to do it for as many years as he has. It's not a simple scheme for a guy like that, because it puts a lot of pressure on those corners. So it's like having two offensive tackles that you don't ever give any help to, and you know, whoever they go up against, they go up against. And it's a pretty impressive to see what he's accomplished this year, what he's accomplished every year. He's a great player.
Personally, has your opinion of him changed at all from him being here to now, based on anything that happened this offseason?
No.
How much better are the Jets now than the first time you played them?
Well, they're you know, they're playing really well. They were pretty good when we played them the first time. We were playing a little bit different at that time also. You know, they're pretty hot right now. So they've always had a good defense. I think that it starts with having really good defensive players like Pace and Wilkerson and Richardson and David Harris. Davis is phenomenal. You know, Cromartie and Revis. Screen's a great player. Gilchrist has had a great year. Pryor's having a great year. So they got a lot of guys. Harrison, their nose tackle's been great. So I think it's hadn't ever really been this defense that, you know, has been kind of a walk in the park for our offense. It's always been a big challenge. But it starts with having really good players. They do. Now they're really, obviously, been well coached. They're really well coached this year. There's a lot of, you know, scheme things they do that are challenging to prepare for. So it's tough. It's tough. But, you know, we're grinding through it, trying to get everyone on the same page. And I'm sure we'll have, you know, feel pretty good about our game plan once we get to the game.
Tom, have you noticed out of the corner of your eye what the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton have been doing? I mean, no one's on 16-0 except for you guys.
Yeah.
I know you have an appreciation for quarterback play. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're playing great, so he's having an incredible season. And they got a great football team. So it's hard to get to 14-0. You have some games where you just don't play your best, and they've still figured out a way to win those games. I think that's a mark of any great football team. Whether you have no losses or one loss or two losses, those are very hard seasons to have, because injuries always play a part, and you know they've won without certain guys. I think that's also the mark of a great football team.
And Cam, I know that you've talked about Aaron Rodgers in the past. I don't think we've ever really talked about Cam. He just does it entirely differently.
Yeah, he has his own style, and he's just had a great season, run pass. He's just, like his game last week, I saw the highlights. That was awesome. So it's fun to see guys play like that. Obviously, the better players are in the league, there's more attention. So he's obviously one of the great young players.
Tell me, with the life expectancy of an NFL player somewhere between 3 and 4 years, you just picked up a guy that's more in your area, double digits. Can you just talk about what you've seen out of Jackson through the years and your first impressions of him?
Yeah, we played against him a few times when he was playing with the Rams, and then when he played with the Falcons. I don't think he was active for that game, but I mean, I've always watched from afar and, you know, seen how tremendous of a player he is, what kind of professional he is. So it's great to have players like that. Hopefully he can add a lot to our team, and we'll see obviously how the, you know, things pan out, but he's come in here, worked hard. It's been fun to see. Like I said, I've always watched from afar and had admiration for it, because to rush for that many yards in this league is a really hard thing to do. But he's, you know, had a remarkable career.
And your first impression is just in the couple of days he's been here?
Well, just what you'd expect. I think he's a real professional, takes good care of himself. So hopefully he can add a lot to our team.
Tom, does your head ever spin at all of the roster moves and all of the players that have come through this season? I mean, this team's always had, you know, with you and Bill, a lot of roster turnover throughout the course of the season. But this year it seems extraordinarily high.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, there's been a lot this year on the practice squad, on the roster, off the roster, on the practice squad. You know, every day coach announces new players on the team. So it's just something that, you know, we've gotten used to. And whoever comes and goes, you know, you know, maybe you'll see those guys again. But you always try to welcome the guys, try to get them up to speed because you never know. I mean, these guys can help you win. We have, you know, guys out there playing now that weren't here a month ago that are helping us win. So that's just the way it is. You know, every team's looking for good players and to try to add a certain player. And I think at this point in the year, you kind of know what your team's all about. And if there's players like that that are available that can help your team, then you try to add them.
How much of a challenge is that personally for you, though? To get to know, like a Steven Jackson,
yeah.
Get to know what he's all about.
You just try, you know, as best you can. There's still a lot going on for me, you know, during the week, for example. It's still, you know, I got a lot to prepare for. It's not like you can overdo. You know, there's not a lot of extra time, I would say, to, you know, put into certain things. But whatever time you do have where that's available, you know, you just try to use it wisely and use it to try to get to know guys. Certainly on the field is most important because, you know, ball handling, throwing on the ball and so forth. I think all those things you try to take advantage when you have the time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Very good.